Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL's king. I don't think I'm breaking any news there, but is college football closing the gap? Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban got the internet going nuts. And I want to discuss the difference between the college game and the pro game. And if college could be closing that gap. The one thing that college football has not had until recently, they didn't really have free agency. Transfer portal has created free agency, maybe the wackiest form of free agency ever.
As in IO.
Didn't have a playoff. Now they have a playoff. That could actually be expanding. Is college football closing the gap on the NFL? Are we going to get to a point where it's 1A and 1B instead of the NFL above everyone else looking down?
No, I mean, I think it's always going to be the NFL above everyone else looking down, but I think college football is already 1B. Like, what is bigger? I don't know if there's anything bigger than a college football Saturday in sports other than maybe, like, if you want to include the postseason of respective sports. Like, right now, what are you more likely to do? Are you more likely to go watch tonight Luka, you know, Mavs and Warriors than you are, say, you name it, your favorite pick'em college football Saturday game? Like, I think it's already 1B or maybe a clear 2, but closer to being a 1B than anywhere else. So, I mean, are they closing the gap? I mean, I think they're probably furthering the gap from everybody else, but the NFL's still going to be king.
What advantages does college have? I would say magnitude of games, yeah. from start to finish. No other sport has that level of magnitude. Like, it's one of 17 in the NFL now. Yeah. College, there are games, like, every week you're going to have a game with national title implications, especially with how small the playoff is right now. That could be eliminated if the playoff expands, which is something that I'm concerned about because I actually like this type of thing. I like the start to finish. I know that they don't have the title of playoff game, but when Ohio State's playing Michigan at the end of the year, and the winner's going to get in the college football playoff. Spoiler alert, that's just like a playoff, even though on the bottom left of your screen it doesn't say playoffs here on ABC or Fox or whatever it is. So that's the one advantage college has. Intensity in the stadium. Yep. I think college football has over everyone else.
Yep.
The emotions, I would say, of the fans and the coaches, although NFL fans are emotional, but that college football fans are like European soccer fans, their next level. Those are the advantages that college has over pro right now.
Yeah, it's that every game matters. And I don't think it's just because of the postseason implications. Like, I think that's just part of it, but only even for a select few of teams. Like, how many teams or how many colleges, fans of a different college, even go into the college football season thinking that they have a chance to make the college football playoff? Like, I got a good buddy that's a South Carolina fan. South Carolina, wow. Like, he went there. He went to South Carolina. They're not never winning nothing, but he's there every week, every game, like it actually matters. I think the big word is just that it's more personal. Like, college football is just more personal. It's more regional. You grow up, I feel like you, in some cases, if you're a big college football fan, sometimes you establish that even before you make your NFL team. I think the allegiances are stronger. Like, every game matters, not just because of the playoff implications, but because of what it means to, like, that specific region. I feel like those areas ride for those teams even more so than an area might even necessarily ride for his pro team.
The other thing that I think is actually going to add to the popularity of college football, and when you hear about college basketball and you talk about the problems with college basketball, talking about the difference between college football and pro football with Jimbo Fisher Nick Saban dominating the headlines with Brandon Scott in for John Lopez is some people, when they talk about college basketball, they say, well, it's not as popular now as it was back then because players don't stay there for 3 years and you know 3 or 4 years and the guys are gone. They're one and done. And the one and done has made it worse. The transfer portal in college football, I think, actually adds to the popularity. I don't think it takes away, because you now have a situation where if you're an Oklahoma fan and you see your quarterback from last year, Caleb Williams, playing for USC, you automatically have interest in the USC game. It's not like Caleb Williams leaves college football and he goes to the pros immediately after 1 year. It's not the one and done. You now have like a rooting interest. Someone transferred here and he ends up here. So you naturally have, you have Oklahoma fans who now have like two favorite teams, Oklahoma and anyone who USC is playing. So I actually think the transfer portal, while it can be frustrating for a lot of fans for a lot of reasons, I think it's good for the players and I think it's good for the sport, because it spreads out the interest to where you have a rooting interest in games that you normally wouldn't have an interest in. And let's be honest, a lot of the teams, like the South Carolina that you mentioned, they added Spencer Rattler because of that. They wouldn't have been able to do that had the transfer portal been out. So they add that. So you have guys coming in that give you hope, and you have guys leaving that add to the emotion of college football. I think the overall emotions, it was already the highest. They're getting even higher because of these things.
Yeah, and I'm just pro transfer portal because I think it matters more that the players have that sort of freedom, especially given that the coaches do. So, like, even if it, and I agree with your point, like, it does benefit the game. I feel like even if it hurt it, I would be for it. But more than anything, man, I feel like the difference, like you brought college basketball as an example, kind of juxtaposing the two. I think the difference, man, is that the quality of college football is just better than the quality of college basketball. And the fact that, like, football is just over basketball. Like, we'll watch bad football over bad basketball. Like, even if the football is bad, I feel like you can get us into the narratives and into the storylines, which you can't really do as easily with basketball if the actual product itself is bad. So in that regard, like, I just think the quality of the sport kind of speaks for itself more so than college basketball does. And then the transfer portal, the flexibility, the ability to just make your team that much better without having the player himself having to wait a year, kind of adds to the talent level that you're able to put out there.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. 832 on the text line. NFL appeals to everyone, not just college grads. I know a lot of non-college grads that like college football.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, no, this is the biggest misnomer, because the thing with college football is that you, if you're a college football fan, often you establish your college football fandom even before you even know you're going to college.
Well, that was
like I was a Texas fan before I even knew that I was going to be, like, qualified to go to college, before I even knew I was smart enough to go. And I damn sure didn't have the money or the grades to get into Texas. So it was like I was never going to be able to go there. But I established that fandom as a kid, you know, watching Ricky Williams. I'm from the same neighborhood as Vince Young. Like, I didn't need to go to college to rock with college
football. I'm an Ohio State fan, and I didn't go to college.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be, you know, a college grad for college football to appeal to you. From the 281, until college football has more than one or two marquee games a week, they'll never be close to the NFL. How many marquee games does the NFL really have compared to college football?
Sometimes not even that many.
I mean, a lot of times they can hype it up, but in the big scheme of things, like Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Herbert week three, that doesn't have an ounce of the magnitude of, say, I don't know, a non-conference game between Clemson and Alabama or something week two. We look back on that game. That game, you carry that game with you for 13 weeks. In the NFL, it's on to the next one, which can be good. But as far as magnitude, like marquee games, no league has more marquee games than college football with the amount of implications. Now, it might stink that you lose one and you feel out, but even then, it becomes more significant because you're watching other teams in front of you and kind of hoping that they trip up and whatnot.
Yeah, but I do think that the NFL has a little bit of a marketing advantage on what, because you said this a minute ago, they can build it up. They have a marketing advantage on what a big game is, because there is a Sunday night football game. There is a Monday night football game. There is a Thursday night football game that usually sucks, but at least they bill it as a big deal. Whereas with college football throughout the week, like, maybe the late game is a big one, but you kind of have to go through and pick out which one is the marquee game to you. And it might differ to you, like, you know what I'm saying? Whereas it's pretty much a consensus on what the marquee games are in the NFL.
Brandon Scott in for John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I wonder if there's a little fun banter between Texans rookies with this Saban versus Jimbo thing going on where you have Kenyon Green and maybe a little Mitchie, Christian Harris back and forth, two Alabama alums versus the Texas A&M alum. I'm sure there's a little bit of fun beef going on between those two.
Hey, fun beef. I'm more interested if they got receipts. Like if they could actually come out here and I'm not endorsing snitching
NILs.
Or nothing
they
like
had
that.
NILs.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mechie had an NIL.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like they had NILs, but they also were recruited before NIL, right? Yeah. Like they're just old enough to have been recruited right before NIL. So like, you know, Fisher Jimbo is acting like, you know, that Nick's been doing this for a while. Like, you know, I know the guy. So, you know, I wonder, okay, how far can you go back with that? You know? That's what I would be interested in. If they could say, man, look, they both lying. You know what I'm saying? Like they did their part, you know, to get us here or whatever the backdoor money bag was or whatever it was, under the table or whatever it was.
Before Jimbo Fisher, the beef between he and Saban and what many people called one of the best rants in the history of sports, there was a Tommy Lasorda rant that I think will always be the GOAT when it comes to calling someone else out. Tommy Lasorda, then the manager of the Dodgers, was accused by Kurt Bavakwa of having a player throw at someone intentionally. And this made a Jimbo Fisher press conference that we saw yesterday, it made it seem like a David Culley press conference on a Monday. This is Tommy Lasorda, the GOAT of the call-out, versus Kurt Bavakwa.
I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or Bavakwa, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched, and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavakwa, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the mother lineup, because I kicked that ass any day in a week. He's a big mouth, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Yeah. That that makes what happened yesterday and the day before sound like child's play. Rest in peace to Tommy Lasorda, man.
Rest in peace, RIP.
That is something serious. He's like, man, you ain't even good enough to throw at. I want to pitch to your
I'll
ass.
Send a limo to get you to pick you up. One of the best things. Shout out to the days of the limo. Think Tank coming up at 12:35, 713-572-4610. Start your statement with I think that. We'll get into that in a lot more. Also, Deshaun Watson, he's heading to the Bahamas. What does that itinerary look like? We'll get into that at 1 o'clock. But coming up, Martin Maldonado. My goodness, attaboy yesterday. Clearing the bases. The pat on the head of Martin Maldonado for getting a hit. Is he over 100 yet, by the way?
I think so.
There you go.
Finally. He's had a hit in four of his last five games.
Let's stop the game. We got some B. Scott Astros Nugs coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.